frankly stated the views of the nation as a whole, and I think that Congress would undoubtedly carry into effect their statements as made with reference to the state of war. And I think that Japan's attitude and this beginning of this war is characteristic of Japan's method of waging war in recent years. Her invasion of Manchuria and the invasion of these other countries have all been without warning. And in doing that, they not only follow their technique of war, but they also are consistent with the league to which they belong, of which Adolf Hitler is the head. The American people, I will say, are united, and after the long, tolerant, patient efforts made by President Roosevelt and Secretary Hull to avert war, I think that if Japan now brings on this war, it'll find the United States united and unified as never before.
Representative Johnson and Senators, may we interrupt our little discussion and roundtable down here to return to the NBC newsroom in New York for just a moment.
Back in New York now, the NBC has a special message. The Secretary of War directs that all firms and manufacturing plants that have defense contracts or who are working on defense orders will at once institute proper measures against sabotage. We repeat that message again from the NBC, a special message. The Secretary of War directs that all firms and manufacturing plants that have defense contracts or who are working on defense orders will at once institute proper measures against sabotage. Another bulletin now for all Army men in the New York area. The 2nd Corps Army Area Headquarters here in New York has revoked all leaves and furloughs and ordered all men to report to their posts immediately. Again, New York. News of the Japanese attack on outlying U.S. possessions caused crowds to gather in Times Square today, and at 4 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, the crowd was rapidly increasing. In newsreel theaters, programs were uninterrupted. Attachés in the Japanese consulate on Fifth Avenue worked feverishly, piling records into suitcases and began carting them away. A smell of burning paper indicated that some records had been destroyed. Washington. President Roosevelt, in his message yesterday to Emperor Hirohito, or Hirohito of Japan, vainly attempting to avert a Far Eastern conflict, assured the Nipponese government that the United States had no intention of invading Indochina and expressed the view that America could obtain pledges from the Dutch East Indies, Malaya, Thailand, and China, and that no such attack would be made if Japanese troops were withdrawn from that area. This news has come to you from the NBC newsroom in New York, and this is the National Broadcasting Company.
WJZ, New York.
Tri-Volt presents the amazing 7 and 9 year old Moylan sisters. Waiting for you. Every Sunday at 5, as the purple shadows fall, the little Moylan sisters are waiting here for you. These cherubs of radio, America's youngest harmony team, are brought to you by Thrivo, Thrivo, Thrivo dog food. Natural that the little Moylan sisters, with their gentle heavenly harmony, should be chosen to help usher in America's first annual Bible Week, sponsored by the Nonsectarian Layman's National Committee, which describes Bible Week as a movement by men and women of all faiths, Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish, toward a deeper spiritual life. In this hour of national danger, reads the committee's statement, let us turn to the heritage upon which our country was founded, the Holy Bible. with its message of goodwill, its promise of happiness, liberty, and justice under God. In deference to First Annual Bible Week, this week, December 8th to 14th, the Little Moylan Sisters sing The Rosary. Agnes V. Crow of Norridgewock, Maine, has written this poem about the Little Moylan Sisters. As twilight enfolds the earth in peaceful, quiet rest, comes o'er the radio the two voices I love best. Two little girls singing, weaving a dream of delight, with voices like angels, sweet roses of the night. Like a benediction bringing rest to each soul, may God bless them always, as on through life they go. Sisters sing a humorous children's song called The Stubborn Donkey.
Thank you.
In a moment, the Moylan sisters will sing Joyce Kilmer's song poem, Trees. But first, a letter from a hunter. I own a Chesapeake retriever, and when we go hunting, he has to do a hard day's work. I always feed him Slivo, so he'll have plenty of pep and energy. Tell folks, Slivo is good for working dogs as well as pets. Well, quite a few hunters tell us they give their dogs Slivo. And that's a tribute because it shows Slivo helps keep dogs peppy and energetic. The reason is, Slivo contains hardly any starch. Veterinarians say starch is bad for dogs. That dog foods with too much starchy cereal filler can slow dogs up, give them itchy skin, eczema, even diabetes. And yet most dog foods contain from 10 to 40% starchy cereal fillers, such as oats and barley. But Slivo is different from all other dog foods. Instead of having too much starchy cereal filler, Slivo is a hearty meat food made with fresh vegetables and rich in vital organic meats such as blood-building liver and heart. Now, hunters say that wild animals in the jungle always eat the vital organic meats such as hearts and livers first. And this explains why dogs and cats love Slivo so well. Their natural instinct is to love hearts and livers. Begin feeding your dog Slivo. And as the system gradually becomes free from too much starch, he simply can't help but improve in health. Genuine Slivo is spelled T-H-R-I-V-O and comes only in orange-colored cans. Accept no substitute. Your dog and cat will thrive on Slivo as on no other food. Yesterday was the 55th anniversary of the birth of Joyce Kilmer, noted American poet. And the Moylan sisters honor his memory by singing his splendid poem, Trees. Hey, girls, you haven't told us anything about your little dog Rascal in quite some time now.
Oh, Rascal is fine.
Well, can't you tell us something?
Rascal and Peggy Jones.
Both Rascal and Peggy Jones? Well, all right, Marianne. Tell us.
Well, Peggy Jones is always hugging and kissing Rascal. And the other day, Mother told her not to kiss him. And do you know what Peggy Jones said?
No. What did Peggy Jones say?
She said, "Why shouldn't I kiss Rascal, Mother? I don't have a cold." Oh, Marianne.
Well, now, that was very thoughtful of you anyway, Peggy Jones. And tell us, who is today's winner of the Thrive-O National Dog Hero Medal?
He's a bulldog named Grumpy, owned by Reverend Charles Crane of Swanville, New York.
And Marianne, what was Grumpy's brave deed?
Well, one day a few weeks ago, when the pastor was in his study, Grumpy came to him barking like everything. Reverend Crane followed Grumpy to the cellar, which is full of steam due to something wrong with the furnace. But the dog's quick action prevented serious trouble.
And to Grumpy, we award the Thrive-O National Dog Hero Medal.
We feed our doggy Thrive-O. He's very much alive-o, full of pep and vim. If you want a peppy pup, you'd better hurry up, buy Thrive-O for him.
Tune in America's Youngest Harmony Team next Sunday at 5. And for your information, a beautiful record album containing 3 phonograph records with a medley of 8 songs by the Little Moylan Sisters is now on sale at music stores. This phonograph record album with songs by the Moylan Sisters would make a lovely Christmas gift for friends or for your own home to play on Christmas morning. And speaking of gifts, Thrive-O urges you to buy United States Defense Savings Bonds and stamps as Christmas gifts. Don Lowe speaking. And the Moylan Sisters say,
thank you, everyone, and good luck. We feed our doggy Thrive-O. Do you?
Stay tuned to these same stations for the unusual program of 13-year-old Olivio, champion boy yodeler of the United States, which follows after station identification.
We interrupt our programs now and take you to the NBC newsroom.
A Japanese flash. Imperial headquarters announces state of war with the United States. We'll repeat that again. A Japanese flash. Imperial headquarters announces state of war with the United States.